G'day everyone, welcome back. Last podcast of the year. We're naming this one, Tis the Season. We just wanted to say thank you and have a bit of a chat about why we celebrate at the end of the year, the 25th of December, or the solstice as it is, summer solstice in the Southern Hemisphere and winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere. I did listen back to this one, I just wanted to get a vibe for it. Guys, less than 24 hours after this podcast was recorded, I hit the wall. And when I mean hit the wall, it's like Wile E. Coyote on his rocket skates running into a cliff. You know? I've been pushing very hard. You burn the candle at three ends, you know, both ends and in the middle, as they say. And maybe too hard. Maybe I was hanging a little bit too tight. And I got a head cold from another dimension. And that's what saw me through Christmas. You know, this is... Yeah, you can hear I'm still a bit froggy. And so that was an interesting experience. One that I didn't need, however, I look at it now and it's like, well, mate, you were going too hard. You know, the bubble was going to burst eventually. You know, running up a mountain, as Frank would tell me. You know, you can't continually run up a mountain, you're going to slip eventually. However, I'm okay. Moving forward. And look, I'm not going to mess around too much with the intro because I'm going to stop and prop for a little bit and I'm going to do a reflection. I haven't done a reflection in a little while. However, I thought just with the new year coming up and this year wrapping up, I thought I'd put my 10 cents in and maybe make a bit of a prediction for next year. I did used to do that back in the day and I had a Nokia 3310, you know, the green screen. I used to send out predictions. Haven't done in a little while. However, considering you guys are listening and the podcast is building, I thought I'd reinstate that. And, you know, I've been having a bit of think about it. And some of it's good and some of it's not so good. However, unfortunately, that's the world we live in. Guys, we say it many times during the podcast because we went around the world and thanked the countries that... have joined us, and since then we've had another couple of states in the US and France come and join the party, so welcome to the French guys and girls. It's been a very humbling experience, and I still haven't been able to find the word. I have been looking, I don't know what the word is, however, thank you. And yeah, look, as we say, like, get in touch with us, we'd love to hear from you. UnlockingTheCode9@gmail.com. Facebook page Unlocking the Code and Instagram Unlocking the Code as well. I haven't posted much on Insta late, obviously I haven't been very well, but I will. I'm missing the bike and the gym, and however, I'm not going to jump back into that and prolong my head cold. So look, guys, Happy New Year. Hope you had a nice New Year. I hope you have a nice new year. I'm not redoing this one. That one can live on in infamy. Yeah, I hope you have a happy new year. I hope your Christmas was good. And enjoy this little Christmas blitz and appreciation and reflection. And yeah, guys, we'll get back to you maybe second week of January. Just going to take a bit of a time. Still going to record a couple of podcasts, however, just not going to post for a little while, just stopping and propping and having a bit of a think. 2018 is going to be massive. I think for all of us, in a number of different ways. So, as I say, I hope you're well, and thank you so much for your time, and your patience, and listening to me ramble. Have a good one, guys. Cheers.
Leading, which is fear that'll happen to me, rather than me. what you got for the only information. Oh, depending on the one, but we're waiting, waiting on the world to change. Keep waiting, waiting on the world to change. It's not that we don't care, we just know the body ain't quit. We keep waiting, waiting on the world to change. Waiting on the world to change, we keep waiting. Waiting on the world to change. Today our generation is gonna rule the population. Keep waiting, waiting on the world to change, we keep waiting. Waiting on the world to change.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
Well, welcome, guys. This is the... It's not actually even Christmas, man. We're recording this before Christmas, but you'll hear it after Christmas.
What's the date? 18th or 19th?
Something like that, I don't know. Doesn't matter. How you going, guys?
Hope you've all opened lots of presents.
Yeah, hope everyone got what they wanted on Christmas Day or before Christmas, and it was a good day had by all. So, yeah, sincerely, Merry Christmas from us. We want to start this one by saying thank you, because it's the last podcast of the year, man.
Last one of the year. We've shut it down. Fuck bags.
You know, we'll be definitely back next year. I think we've got 15 separate guests already lined up for next year. Is that right, mate?
We did. Yeah. So the whole thing that we've been, you know, mysteriously mentioning, you know, we're always like, just like, look forward to the future, guys. There's more stuff on the horizon. Well, we've been organising guests, so we think we're going to turn this twosome into a three-way. And
we haven't actually perfected it yet, man. We've tried to have half a dozen three-way conversations, and it hasn't worked out, man.
No, exactly.
So we're going to that.
And okay, we put it more down. We spoke about it the other day. We put it more down to our amateurness. We just weren't ready to include another mind. It's very hard to synchronise that.
Yeah.
But I think
the first goal of next year. It'll be our first three-way.
Plus, I'm sure by now you're getting sick of us just yakking on. Let's throw some talent in there. We need some fresh meat.
Well, Benson was cool, man. Herman was cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. But you're the one who's always here with them. I fucking, for some reason, whenever that arrives, I'm never available for those ones.
Yeah,
I think it's got to do with weekends, because people come out on weekends.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking always busy on weekends. But
let's refocus, because
zip-a-da-ba-da.
We've actually gone around the globe, and we just wanted to take a few minutes just to go thanks very much to all the countries that have joined us here at Unlocking the Code. And as of right now, it's actually a pretty auspicious time.
We just realised, thank you, Australia, for 1,500 downloads.
Boom. Thank you. All right.
So, thank you, Australia. We really appreciate it. That's killer, man. That's, what's that, 90% at a rough estimate?
85.62.
Oh, don't even need a rough estimate. They calculate it for you in the next column where I didn't look.
So, the last,
there you go.
The last 14.38% are broken up all around the world. We got had some rig pigs in Algeria. There was a few rigs over there that were listening to us, and apparently they still are. And we haven't had a download there for a while, so we'll leave that there. However,
so stop using the VPN when you download it, so as it shows us where it's freaking come from. That's my theory. I brought that up earlier, but don't worry about it.
Moving on. So Algeria, thanks very much to the boys on the rigs over there. Keep drilling, boys. The United States. I'll go over the states. Do you want to do the states of the US, man? Let's do that. Because obviously,
that's which states? Podcast. Which states?
Which states we got?
Who has downloaded us
the most in America is Washington with 5.
Got Washington.
followed by California with three.
California.
Texas.
Down south.
With
all,
two.
They're all bigger in Texas.
Oklahoma. I think that's okay, is it? Yeah.
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 One.
I don't know your abbreviations.
Colorado.
You think we ride fucking kangaroos.
Minnesota. Yeah. Minnesota. Wisconsin. Illinois. Michigan. Ohio. And Massachusetts. So thanks to those guys.
Cheers, US of A.
Okay. And now, this has been a pretty cool one, and I think we need to say good day to whoever it is in Hong Kong that's listening to us, because we've had a couple of guys pop up there that had repeat downloads. So, welcome, guys.
Welcome to Australia.
Yeah, welcome to Unlocking the Code, man.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, truly
do. I think you're a repeat downloader, too. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping you're a repeat downloader.
I know that
so
they
we've
are.
Mentioned you now. We've mentioned you.
And welcome. And spread the word, my friend. Spread the word.
Spread it around. Tell your mates.
UK. The UK has got in double digits, mate. There's 10 over in the United Kingdom. Thanks very much to those guys over there.
Hello, lads.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
I think they were French, dude.
I don't know, man.
Whatever. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
It was like that one. Like, no, that cafe
that's,
one.
That's
with
the copper, isn't it? When he walks up. Hello, hello.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, yeah, true. Where did that originate? Oh, that's another podcast.
Japan.
Where did that originate from? Japan.
They're recent too, man, and I think they're repeat downloaders as well. They've been hanging on for the quest for cells. And I think one of them got into the megalith for their last blitz. So, g'day. How you doing? Switzerland? Those crazy Aussies. You do a better Swiss, don't I know, man?
Oh, I don't do a real good Swiss.
Anyway. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't think it's even really Swiss. It's like, just Scandinavian. It's up there. Matter. It's somewhere there.
All right, Austria, Canada, fucking Israel.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Israel. Yep. Israel's in there.
Israel's in there just player. Recently. Netherlands. So welcome to those, by the way.
Netherlands,
Germany, New Zealand, and Sweden. And that's it, guys. That's it. That's still fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so we just want to express our thanks to those guys that are giving us a crack this year.
All the international guys. Like, if you hear this one, just sling us a comment. Let us know how you stumbled across the podcast.
Yeah, let us know. Get in touch with us. You know what I mean?
It's really interesting. You know, like just to know how that happened.
Mm.
That'd be cool.
Mm. So yeah, get in touch with us, guys. But you know, it's
what's our Gmail address, bro?
unlockingthecode9@gmail.com.
Nice. And then you got Instagram
and Facebook.
And both that's just unlocking the code.
It's both unlocking the code, man.
Web address?
No, leave the website alone. We're moving into a new website next
year.
The website doesn't exist
anymore. Website's under construction.
Yeah, look, that's not for now. But basically the function of the website had to change and that single page thing didn't really...
Was it cutting the mustard?
No. So, and look, Facebook, Instagram and is fine for the time being. When the web page does go live, it will be detailed, and you know that's part of our plans for next year, man. We'll leave that in the wings.
Mm-hmm.
But guys, it's been a pleasure. It's been an absolute pleasure bringing this to you. It's been a massive experience. We've done some really cool things, seen some really cool things, learned some really cool things, and I think just to add cool again, the main thing is, like I said in the Insta post tonight, is just be cool. You know that. Imagine that. Imagine if everybody could just be cool, man. Doesn't matter what you believe, doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter whatever your partner is, doesn't matter about any of that shit, man. Just be cool.
Look, I understand it's a little bit difficult tonight because it's like 40 degrees outside. But that's not what we're talking about this time. We're not talking about temperature right now. No, just be cool, you know?
You know
what I mean. Set out to be
kind.
Always choose that option. Whenever you're given a situation, you've got two options. Choose the one on the kinder side.
Mm.
Trust me.
It's better, man.
I had a conversation today with a friend of mine who's just gone through the loss of his father. Same age as me, and I fear losing my father. And he had a similar relationship that I do with my father. It's like his best mate, you know, and it was his first superhero. And he went through that grieving process just recently, and probably the most significant thing out of the conversation that we had today that I took was, he was like, family's not just blood, it's what you build, it's the support network around you. When your biggest idol in life moves to the next realm, you turn to look to who's your new support network. And if you've done the groundwork to build that family around you, that's when those people that are important to you step forward, because they know you well enough to understand where you'd be with grieving through that grieving process.
And family, look, there's obviously blood family, whoever. Family is whatever you make it, man.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
You know.
And in this day and age, I think we've...
It's tried, man. It
comes back to our issue of our segregation, you know. Mm. You don't need to... We kind of think of success as building things all on your own, but we're not exactly sort of...
Well, built for that.
Not built for it. You know, we're a tribal social animal. So build your tribe, build your support network, because you may not need it now, but you need to... It's like a garden. You need to maintain that garden for when you need it to be good. You know, reap what you sow, and that is your relationships.
Absolutely.
If you fertilize healthy relationships, then you will sow when you need it, a good harvest of what you need, because people will be there offering it.
And everybody has their uses, man. And there's that old saying too, you know, there's nothing that can't be achieved by a small group of focused people.
Well, that's right. But like, and everyone has their use.
Yeah. You have your use.
Everyone's
skill set.
Everyone's equal. Like in a tribal society, the person that cleans up the shit is still just as important as anyone else, because in the holistic view of things... Yeah,
without that task being done...
Then sickness increases apart, and everything like that. Apart. Everyone works together as a unit.
Mm.
You want to try and emulate your own tribe, because it does, man. When you need a support network, it's obvious how well you've maintained that garden when you're in a time of need.
Mm.
We need to really maintain those things.
And look, and that's part of what was behind the podcast, man. That's what we talked about. We've talked about it 100 times.
That's right.
We wanted to create this community, you know, and that's what part of what we wanted to do tonight, the first part of tonight, was saying thank you to those who've given us a crack.
Exactly.
You know, and stay tuned, you know. Like, as I say, that's no joke. We've got 15 separate guests on the list for next year already.
And
we won't say any more, but that, among other things, man. And what about, you know, there's some events happening, there's other things in the wind, it's the energy is building, my friend, and we...
Exactly, we've said it many times, that sometimes when you incorporate the experience of doing the podcast with the data that you can collect these days of downloads and where they're downloaded from and stuff like that, it really feels like it takes on a life of its own, and it just... It just trundles on, just unstoppingly. You
know? And I suppose just we sort
Rolling
of...
Rolling stone gathers no moss.
And just, we sort of figured it out, man. This studio is what, 3 metres by 2 metres maybe? 3 by 2.5 maybe?
Yeah, somewhere there.
Somewhere there.
It's only tiny.
It's only tiny, and theoretically there's 60 plus people standing in this room with us, man. You know, so that's totally awesome, and thank you very much. We'll stop that, I think, mate. Just cheers. Like, as we said...
Well, yeah, there's nothing more I can really say
about it.
We said it in the
podcast on the mountain, man. It's like, there's no word. It's a feeling, you know what I mean?
Exactly. It's hard to describe, and I don't think my grasp of the English language is able to just find the words. Maybe we need to look outside the English language.
I think we might, mate. We might need to
find a culture that can describe it better. But, yeah.
That's a good idea, man. We'll put that on the books. But we're going to move on, guys, because obviously you guys just celebrated Christmas, okay? And so did we, I suppose, by the time I posted.
So, yeah, we would have given gifts. We would have sat down with family and friends and eaten different things and had feasts and put up trees and put up different decorations. And I guess what we wanted to do was just look at some of the beginnings of some of those traditions.
I suppose let's just be straight about it, that... They don't know when Jesus was born.
No.
And that's...
Just like many other religions, with many other stories, like flood myths and the like, it also shares the birth date of a creator.
Yeah. And actually, interestingly, so let's talk about the birth of Jesus. They don't know, right? But coincidentally, they... Our research again, we've been studying again. We don't take this stuff serious. Excuse me.
Take it seriously?
Yeah, I just had a bit of a moment there, mate. Sorry, that was a bit of a lie. And reset. Oh, cut, mate. Edit that out, mate.
Yeah, no, we don't do that here.
That's right. So,
push record. It's a one take, man.
So, other gods that were celebrated on the 25th of December throughout the many thousands of years of human culture. Obviously, Odin, and you're going to go into the Vikings in a minute.
Do a little bit of Norse stuff, yep.
And Thor used to be the one riding the chariot, you know what I mean?
Yep.
But also Krishna and Vishnu. So that's India.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mithra or Mithras, that's the pagan religion.
Right,
there's a lot to do with the tree there.
We'll so they're pagans of, like, the
Europe, Britain. Celts, yeah.
Britain British, sort Britain, area. United Kingdom, and British,
French, you know, in there.
Germanic-y sort of stuff. Yeah, okay. Yep.
However, a couple close to our heart, mate, Osiris of Egypt.
Oh, hello, Egypt.
Horus.
You perk up your little head again. Yeah. Horus, beautiful.
Horus. What about old Hercules, mate? He was celebrated.
Hercules!
Yeah. Dionysus or Bacchus?
Dionysus.
Well, Bacchus, that's good. Yeah, Greek Roman.
Wait, Bacchus. Wasn't there a... One of the things we did in I think, the original ancient megaliths, I think there was a destroyed thing that... Like a destroyed monument or something, and they'd placed all of the things out, and I feel like it was like a temple of Bacchus or something like that.
Yeah, I think
that.
You're right, mate. I think you're
they'd placed all the stones out, and they was...
Tammuz. Indra, Apollo, and Adonis. Those are all the gods or deities throughout culture.
Who have been said to have been born on the 25th of December.
Which coincides pretty much with the solstice, man. And that's it's the celebration of the solstice, right? And the solstice, well, just for the record, this time of year, the solstice falls around the 22nd. It's the same north and south hemisphere. However, it's obviously... Shorter day on the top and longer day on the bottom, right?
So it's winter there and summer here.
And
we still try and keep with Northern Hemisphere traditions. It's like my aircon cranks on Christmas Day because you got like 10 ovens running.
Yeah.
You're like, your mother brings in extra ovens and you got your baking hams and your baking...
Well, what about the ham, mate? Where does the ham come from?
So, I'm glad you ask. I think it was Freya's boar. In Norse mythology, I believe Odin may have killed Freya's boar in Valhalla, and I think they feasted upon it. And a little bit of backstory is Yule is Norse for... It's kind of the festive time based around the winter solstice. Because I was thinking about it, actually. I didn't even bring this up, but I was thinking about it. I'm like, it's like their version of Hump Day Wednesday. You know, you celebrate halfway through the cold period because it's like, okay, it's cold, it's bleak, nothing's growing.
But it's halfway.
And now we've reached halfway. It's downhill from here. let's lift the spirits. You know, the old chief's like, let's lift some spirits here. Get everyone's morale back up because we're halfway. We're getting pretty low. We've got to lift the morale. Let's ride this downhill till the end. Springtime's around the corner. Plenty, plenty. And away we go.
Speaking of plenty, plenty, before we move on, that's an appropriate time for the tree.
Perfect.
Why do we have a tree? Like, think about the common things. It's a tree, and it's across all the different cultures that celebrated on the 25th, the solstice. They honoured the tree. And obviously, in the north, it's the wintertime. So why would you bring a tree into your house? Because it's about to be springtime. You want your harvest to grow, because it's also like the last big feast, and after that, you're on rations too. As you say, like Hump Day, man. You know what I mean? You're just riding it out to the end.
Exactly.
So you bring the tree into your home, and you honour that tree.
Yeah.
Okay? And you decorate it to celebrate the spirits of nature.
That's right.
Right? And that's why the gifts are under the tree.
Mm-hmm.
They're gifts to nature and also from nature to put energy into the springtime.
Into the springtime coming on.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what
for
it's for.
For a good spring, you know. Yeah. You want some warm weather, some rains, all that sort of thing. So as away we go and we can get into some good yields on our crops.
And traditionally too, on the tree is a five-pointed star. It's actually the only place where the pentacle survived, because the Christians said that...
Well, the Christians adopted it as the, well, no, the pentacle, star that the three wise men followed.
Yeah.
And that's why...
But the pentacle, well, the star of the three wise men was six, because the pentacles are recognised as devil worshippers.
Yeah, no, but that's all I'm trying to say is Christians will adopt it as that's what the star is, the meaning of the star.
Mm.
But there was a meaning that existed prior to and during Christianity as to why it was.
It was
there.
The pentacle, it was the five-pointed star. And it basically represents the five elements, man.
Mm-hmm.
Earth,
mm-hmm.
air, fire, water, spirit.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's what the...
And they're sort of... They're pagan beliefs.
But pagan and also common across all the cultures as well. So it's interesting you look into that, how the cultures celebrated the time.
Oh, yeah, but no, things... so sorry, you can't lock... See, pagan's a descriptive word. There's some sort of religious sects have adopted it, but it depends on your perspective. Everyone was pagan if you were the ruling... Whatever the ruling empire's religion was, everyone else was pagan.
Yes, true. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah, because they worshipped something other than what the ruling religion was.
Sure.
So they were, you know, it's like everyone was barbarians in the Roman time sort of thing. Yeah, yeah, sorry, I just explained my perspective
perspective. No, it's totally fine, mate. So I think the thing we're getting at, guys, is that the traditions of Christmas... the ham. My wife makes an awesome ham, by the way.
Oh, dude, my stepfather... stepfather? That's not right. Father-in-law bakes this... I didn't realise baked ham was so good.
Oh, it's delicious.
Does an amazing one in a Weber. Yeah, it's good.
These traditions that are celebrated consistently all around the world for Christmas or Yule or the birth of the sun, okay? A common, right? So yes, look, it was adapted from the Bible. It was in the 16th century. They decided to move it to keep everyone else happy. And actually, the main decorations of Christmas up until the 19th century focused more on nature, the tree, and all those symbols that are common. And then after that, the church sort of took over, and it was more nativity scene. And interesting that I learned tonight, I didn't know, is that, you know, the nativity scene. Nativity is actually what it used to be called by the pagans, the ones that used to celebrate Mithras. They used to call it nativity. So it's like even that wording has passed
through. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. well, not only there was certain northern hemisphere religions and traditions prior to sort of the 19th century where it was a goat that actually delivered gifts.
Yes,
under the tree.
And that yeah, you would again, say that was actually common until about the 19th century.
Yeah, which it was not purely, but a large, well-known one was Coke, in like the 1930s.
Yeah, they adopted the sleigh.
They adopted Santa Claus with the sleigh with the eight reindeer and sort of really pushed that, I suppose, into
modern
culture. Western culture.
Mm. That image.
Yeah, exactly. Because, well, let me just keep going a little bit with...
Yeah, bring it down for us, man.
Now that we're on to Sinterklaas. So, basically, we can go back to the Vikings, go back to Odin. So, before the Vikings went Christian.
Just butt in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Odin and Thor, the two gods you're about to talk about.
Mm.
Are they tall, bearded men?
Yeah, they were.
Just another couple of tall bearded men.
Exactly.
Anyway, keep
moving. Tall bearded men.
Yeah, anyway, just keep moving.
And that's why Santa Claus has... He lost his one eye, but they kept the tall bearded figure of Odin.
He was one-eyed, wasn't he? Because Odin's always known to have one eye.
Exactly. Mm. Now, the other things they kept from Odin was his two ravens. Because in the... sort of later Scandinavian Sinterklaas traditions, he had two black helpers that used to, they were the ones who actually surveyed the kids and made, you know, put together the lists of who was naughty and nice.
So that's a little representation of the elves then. It's sort of like they're the
Well, elves. I guess it's...
That's the elves, man.
It's exactly. Mm. It is. So, yeah, but they were the ravens of Odin. Now, the other thing was Odin had an eight-legged horse that he rode. So that's very convenient that the eight legs of the horse became eight reindeer. And Thor used to ride a chariot that was pulled by two goats. And so there's your sleigh with your chariot. So they've just kind of combined the two. Mm. What else have we got? I can't think. Well, basically, yeah. That's about what I've got.
Can you tell it's the end of the year? Yeah, look. And look, I suppose the thing you take from this, and this is just a short, punchy podcast to finish the year off, guys. We're not going to prattle on again. I think we need to recognise that. And look, we did talk about at the start, we want to talk about symbology. And I suppose that's what we're talking about tonight, is symbology. And how, again, tapping into the genealogical side of things, how it's almost like we're driven to celebrate it these two times a year, both Easter and Christmas as we know them now, or the summer and the winter solstice, right? Because the summer solstice is Easter in the Northern Hemisphere and it's winter solstice for us. It's about the same time of year.
Mm-hmm.
We as humans have been celebrating in these moments for tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of years.
Definitely.
You know?
And personally, I feel like it was our burgeoning understanding of our psychology, just from people noticing
that it was the shortest and the longest day of the year.
Only that, it's getting through those periods. What do they signify?
Mm.
Now, for the Northern Hemisphere, it signifies the middle of winter, and you've got a lot of land mass. And a lot of height in your landmass, so as you get a lot of
snowy
areas. Mm. Southern Hemisphere, it seems to be that the continents are older.
Mm.
They're older, they're flatter, so our winters don't get as bleak. And the Southern Hemisphere, South America, I suppose, you've got some...
You got the Nepal and all that sort of stuff through there.
Yeah. No, but they're always snowy because of your
height.
But no, what I'm getting at is more so the height of the civilizations to be able to record a bleak time at a certain time of year.
Oh yeah, so well, I mean that
you've got less civilizations that recorded things in writing in the Southern Hemisphere than what you do in the Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, theoretically.
Well, look,
as we understand it now.
As we understand it with the information we have now.
Yeah. You know, but I think it's the common themes, guys. And again, it's about what makes us happy. Think about this, man, right? Christmas is about giving gifts. It's about getting together with family, however you perceive that to be. It's about honouring the year. It's about honouring the earth. It's about all the things in life that can make us, that are actually important.
Hmm.
You know? And it's interesting how no matter where you look on the globe, they celebrate it in a certain manner.
Mm, definitely.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's very interesting. And look, there's many other things that we do on a day-to-day basis that are inherently done over tens of thousands of years that we don't even understand. I think that's one of the holes we want to jump down next year, isn't it? We're going to jump into symbology and... Some of the things we've got lined up, the subjects for next year is going to be epic, man.
Yeah, they're the people we've got to talk to and their knowledge and expertise. It'll be mind-blowing in some instances. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be awesome, man. I think we'll finish it up, dude.
Yeah, let's wrap it. You know? I've got a lot of gifts to wrap.
Yeah. So, officially, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everybody. We are going to take a couple of weeks off after this one because... I need a break. Angus needs a break.
It's that time of year.
It's that time of year, man.
Everyone needs a break.
So we'll we'll see you guys mid-January sometime. And look after yourselves. Stay safe. Be cool. Grasp your eccentricities. Take 3 to 5 seconds to think about what the fuck you're doing.
And other stuff and things.
And shit.
And that and doohickey.
And whatever else, man.
Yeah. Well,
that's it, guys.
I think Trip took them all, so...
Fuck yeah. This is on a roll, man.
Merry Christmas. The hour effect. Yeah, the hour effect.
Honesty, openness, understanding, and respect.
Honesty, openness, understanding, and respect. I'm just going to repeat everything he says now. Stop telling me.
All right.
Nah. Yeah.
We're done.
Happy, happy holidays, people. And
yeah, enjoy the festive season. And
welcome in the new year safely. We'll see you in, like we said, mid-January.
All right, guys. Thanks very much.
Peace.
Cheers. Reflection time. Haven't done a reflection for a little while. The podcasts we've done recently sort of stood by themselves, and I didn't feel the need to do a reflection. And I did do the solo cast to get a few things off my chest a few episodes ago, so that's why I haven't done one of these. It's also a bit of a prediction, this one. I've been thinking a lot about where the world is and where we're at and where we're going and what I think might happen next year. To reflect upon this year, just for a minute, it's been one of the craziest years of my existence. Obviously started the podcast, you know, phase 1.2 of the studio's in action, that's where I'm sitting right now. Met a lot of really interesting guys, made a lot of really deep connections, you know. I think I've made friends this year that I'll have for life. And that's a very humbling thing. And just the knowledge that I've learned this year and the growth, the personal growth and the understanding of self, you know, the quest for self as it was. I don't think a lot of things happened this year that I don't think I understand now and maybe won't understand for a little while to come. And that's okay. Because things happen, they happen for a reason, you take the lesson and you learn, and it's been very humbling this year to, you know, start this podcast. You know, I just had a burning desire to do it, had a lot of shit in my head that I needed to get out of it, and if you had said to me that, you know, cruising into 2018, I'd have over 1,800 downloads and this will be episode 23. I didn't imagine it like that. You know, I'd suppose I just, let's do it. You know, it's one of those, just, I'd procrastinated about it long enough and I had a few experiences like, this has to be recorded. I can't procrastinate about this anymore. Let's just do it. And it's been awesome. And I'm really looking forward to next year. I'm looking forward to some of the guys that we're going to have in the studio. You know, looking forward to rebuilding the studio and, you know, all the things that come with that. And you know, it's one of those things where I think I've found my passion. And we should all have passion projects. It doesn't have to be a podcast, guys. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to step into the public space if that's not what you want to do. However, that doesn't mean you shouldn't have a passion, you know. Joined a few knife making pages on Facebook that are very cool, you know, and met a few guys as well that have done that, you know, and that's very cool as well, you know, and that's obviously their passion, you know. You've got to have a passion, you know. You've got to have something that's outside of your work, that's outside of your family, because who you are is not where you work. It's not who your wife is. It's not what your kids do. It's not what car you drive. It's nothing, none of that. Who you are is who you are. And what do you do for yourself? You know, and I know a lot of the men that listen to this podcast would be family men. And as family men, we do whatever we can for our families. You know, and we push harder and harder and harder. But we don't carve a lot of time out for ourselves, boys. We've got to do that, even if it's just 10 minutes a day, you know. Obviously, you know, with some of the work I was doing, I had to get up at 4 a.m. and work out. That was my space, and that gave me freedom and discipline. You know, I was burning the candle at the other end. I think that's why I burnt out towards the end of last week, just before Christmas. You know, I took the time from the night and gave it to the morning, but then I put the time back into the night, and it just, yeah, doing 18, 19 hour days every single day, you know, 20 hour days sometimes, it's not a sustainable thing. So you need to have a discipline with yourself, but it's got to be a wholesome discipline. You can't let that get on top of you, you know, and that's a lesson I've had to learn. And obviously, you know, being a bit unwell, it's given me a bit of time to recalibrate and think about how I'm going to do things differently in the new year while still maintaining discipline. I don't have too much more to say about this year because it's, I'd get stuck in hyperbole. I'd get stuck in circles. You know, if I was to try and tell you guys what's happened to me personally this year and the things that, and what it's meant to me, you know, the guys that I've met, you know, the knowledge that I've gained, you know, the experiences that I've had, you know, it'd be very, it's unquantifiable. However, I hustled this year, you know, I hustled as much as I possibly could, you know, which again is probably why I ended up not well over Christmas. However, you know, you got to keep hustling, keep testing your boundaries, keep moving forward. You know, you'd be amazed. You start testing those boundaries, you start applying discipline, you'll be amazed what you can achieve. So moving on to 2018. Had a bit of a dark experience today, you know, which sort of, obviously I've been thinking about this prediction. And I had a lot of positive things to say. And I still do. However, the experience of today has put a bit of a shadow on it. It's given me a bit of contrast. I got stuck in the Boxing Day sales at one of the closest major shopping centre today. It was chaos. Unmitigated chaos. And I suppose not being well and, you know, not being 100%, I wasn't ready for it. However, we talk about energy. And the energy of that place today was just unmitigated chaos. Nobody was happy. I saw honestly, there would have been, I don't know, when we got there, would have been, shit, at least 500, if not more people in that little, you know, it's not a little shopping centre, but comparatively it is. And I reckon 1 in 100 was displaying being happy. Everyone was head down, you know. I'm driving the pram with the kids. I got elbowed by a couple of people. It's like just, like that's a different kind of hustling. And it's just like, what is everybody doing here? You know, getting bargains on stuff. That was not a positive experience, I don't think, for hardly anybody there today. You know, I heard in my periphery a few different times, oh, let's go home, I've had enough. So you've gone out to have an experience that you have to go home because it's been too much. It was insanity. And I think there's an issue there, you know what I mean? With, oh, the Boxing Day sales, better get out and spend your money. You know, how many billions of dollars are we going to spend in the sales on stuff? stuff isn't what makes you happy, guys. You know? And look, the wog in me loves a good bargain. I understand I'm a material girl in a material world. However, I just got a different perspective today, and it really affected me on a negative level. You know, it was not a good thing, and I shouldn't have let it do that. However, I didn't think I was prepared for it. As I say, I haven't been well the last few days. We really need to think about what the fuck we're doing. It's those places that cycle that we're in, where we've always got to have the best thing and the latest thing, and if you haven't got the latest thing, keeping up with the Joneses and all that crap. Status through materialism. We really need to shift our perspective on that. And look, there is a growing movement, you know. And look, I sincerely hope a lot of those people, I saw them, they weren't having a good time. No one was having a real good time today. You know, why would you go out and subject yourself to that if you're not going to have a good time? You know, why put yourself through an experience that you're not going to gain anything from? I mean, I know you got to have contrast, and I know you got to experience other things. However, you have a choice there, you know, and I suppose you could go and choose to have a good time in that space. However, geez, it was bad. Like, it was negative energy. The chaos behind it all was, it was nuts, you know. And look, I'll be honest and say, I worked out in the bush for a long time. You know, I worked in the middle of nowhere for a long time, and I appreciate solitude. I appreciate space and not having many people. You know, there is still a measure of anxiety that I get in shopping centres like that. I think it's because I was in the bush for so long, because I had so many open spaces and I didn't see very many people, you know. So look, that obviously feeds into it as well. You know, I suppose listening to Brett Weinstein, the other day with Joe Rogan, he was talking about a different game plan to, obviously we're stuck with the system, we can't just upend everything, you know, can we use the system to work for us? And maybe we can do that, you know, maybe there's a collective idea that can come together and we can do that, you know. And I think we need to just keep working towards waking the fuck up, you know. I saw a lot of people, or sheeple, I suppose, or, you know, people locked in the system today, you know. We need to question the system. You know, I hope that a lot of people went home and went, holy shit, do we really have to do that? Was whatever materialistic things we bought worth that experience, you know? We need to think about these things. You know, I see these big shopping centres popping up everywhere. Like, I find it hard to understand how they actually sustain themselves. You know, and there's some evidence to suggest that a lot of it doesn't sustain itself. You know, it's all credit and ones and zeros in a computer on a balance sheet that doesn't actually balance out. You know, I don't know how many empty buildings there are in the CBD in Brisbane anymore, but it used to be a fair percentage. I remember when I was in the CBD a few years ago, you know, there was four buildings around us and you look out the windows and all the floors are empty. You know, it's like, oh, look at all the high rises. Half of them are empty. You know, there's a grand illusion or delusion going on. We've created something that we can't stop creating it. You know what I mean? I know Joe thinks about it as a bioorganism that's trying to create, you know, the next consciousness, which would be artificial intelligence or, you know, robotics. I was scaring the crap out of myself with some of the Boston Dynamics stuff the other day in research for an upcoming podcast. But guys, we just got to think about what we're doing. You know, that we need to question, what are we doing with our time? You know, what can we achieve with our time? And I think going into 2018, if you're not already, start to actually question yourself about that. and think about the belief systems as well. You know, go back to Quest for Self too. It's belief systems. You know, we talked a lot about belief systems in that, and how they shape you and how they understand you. And your belief systems go into your materialistic desires as well. Like, that's the culture we've grown up in, you know. So continue to question as the new year comes, guys. And don't put yourself in experiences, unless you truly have to, that you're not going to, you know, gain something from. And I suppose, you know, the fact that I did gain something from that experience today. However, you can choose not to do those things if you don't want to. You know, I suppose if you do choose them, you must embrace them. You know, that's a bit like that's the bubble theory, isn't it? You can have a bubble around yourself and you don't have to let anything into your bubble, but if you do, you must take responsibility for it. You know, and those experiences that we have, we must take responsibility for. So what else do I think is going to happen in 2018? The one common thing that I've been thinking the whole time when I thought, oh, I'll do a prediction for the last podcast, was all the hard work we've put in this year is going to pay off next year. I truly believe that. Like, that's my gut. That's my instincts telling me that, you know. Because I know a lot of people, they hustled this year. You know, myself included. You know, my wife, a lot of the boys behind this podcast, put in, you know. And you maintain the discipline and you maintain your effort, you will get the rewards. That's not to say to let up. You're still going to have to hustle. However, I think a lot of us built a base this year. I know I did. You know, I've been building a pretty big base. You know, and the reason you build a big base is that's a launch pad, guys. That's the launch pad to the next step. You know, and make sure that base is solid. And just keep hustling, guys. It's very interesting times. Very interesting times. Where things like this podcast can be broadcast to the world and, you know, begin to get an audience and start to kick off, you know. And it's fascinating. You know, the entrepreneurial skills and having the nous to do something is... there's no better time to do it. And I think, as I said before, you've got to have your passion projects. You know, if you're like this podcast, I love doing this, you know. If you're doing what you love, it doesn't even seem like work, you know. So, guys, keep hustling. The work that we did this year is going to pay off next year, okay. But don't stop moving. Keep moving forward. Keep testing the boundaries. Keep pushing. Okay? Be mindful. Be present. I think almost day to day now, I just hope that we don't start to blow ourselves up again. I wish I could see a future where that didn't happen. And I sincerely hope that it doesn't. You know, I'm a father. I don't want my kids to grow up in that world or whatever that world is. However, just the posturing that's going on around the world, it's getting greater and greater, and the chess pieces seem to be moving. So I'm not going to say that's going to happen next year because I'm going to hope that it doesn't. However, fucking hell, Donald Trump's the president of the United States. Who fucking knows what's going to happen? You know? I think 2018 is going to be auspicious. More auspicious than it was this year. A lot of things are going to happen for a lot of people. And that's a very random statement. As I said, I'm like, that's just a random statement. Of course a lot of things are going to fucking happen, you dickhead. However, those that are listening to this would have understood what I just said. There's energy behind a lot of these things now. There's people are asking more questions. There's more energy being spread around. There's a growing global awakening that is happening. And that's going to continue to grow. You know, that's going to continue to grow. You know, taking our right to our consciousness, you know, understanding ourselves from multiple angles. You know, a lot of these practices, meditation, all these other things that are coming back into the acceptable mainstream, you know, float tanks, those sorts of things. That's all part of it, guys. It's all part of it. And questioning everything, like the Boxing Day sales today, you know, questioning those things, questioning the motives behind them and what is behind the big machine, and just taking a step back out of it, you know. Sure, you've still got to work, you've still got to hustle. However, you don't have to be in the system. You can be of the system, but you don't have to be in the system. In 2018, I think from this moment where we are now, where I'm sitting now, to where I'm going to be the end of next year, I don't think we're going to know ourselves, guys. If we maintain our discipline and our effort and we maintain our forward momentum and just keep exploring, keep testing, keep moving, I think I see a lot of good things next year. I do see a lot of good things. And the experience today really harshed my vibe for the prediction I was going to make this tonight. However, that's the contrast, guys, because it does really feel like the world is teetering on a pinhead and no one knows which way it's going to fall. However, we must be aware of that, and we must be able to observe it. However, can we change on a global scale what's going to happen? As a collective, maybe. As an individual, though, you can only do what you can do. And if you concern yourself with 2 grand of ideas, you're missing the point, you know. What's that? Think global, act local. Jordan Peterson. You want to change the world, clean your fucking room. You know, you keep making those macro changes. You keep instituting those things that you know will make you better and will help those around you. Then I think 2018 is going to be good. And whatever comes is whatever comes, guys. You know, life is not a flat line. Life is up and down. It's in, it's out, it's up and down. It's dark and light, good and bad. And there's nothing we can do about that. However, we can choose how to ride those waves. So I think take the lessons from this year, and there is a lot of them. And maybe take the next few days into the new year to reflect yourself about what you've learned and the things you've found. And I think New Year's resolutions are a bit of bullshit, you know, because you make 2 grand a resolution and then you break it inside 2 weeks. You know, we're all about the macro change, thinking about what's the little things you can do. You know, little things make big things grow. However, do employ the knowledge you've learned this year into next year. That's important. Okay. Maybe think about the base. What's your base like at the moment? If you are a long-time listener to this podcast, then you know the knowledge that has come through this podcast. And I'm sure a lot of you have taken the knowledge that we've shared and jumped down another rabbit hole. You know, And whatever knowledge you've learned there, you know, the knowledge of self, the knowledge of the world, just reflect on it. Stabilize it. Stabilize that knowledge and take it into 2018 and run with it. And keep hustling and keep moving forward. 2018 is going to be auspicious for so many reasons. Good, bad, ugly, awesome, terrible. However, if we take our knowledge and we take our discipline and our effort, whatever comes, you'll be able to handle it. Okay? And then as always, thank you for listening to us. I really appreciate your time. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for taking the time to listen to my ramblings. And I sincerely hope you've got something out of it. You know, understand that myself doing this gives me something, and the feedback that I get and the goodwill and everything that I get back, it humbles me and it fuels me to keep moving forward and keep pushing this podcast and keep growing it and just seeing where it's going to end up. Who knows? You know? And that we we're never going to run out of things to talk about. As I say, 15 guests next year already lined up, you know. And that's not even the half of it, you know. Remember, guys, it's about the journey too. It's good to have a goal, and we should have goals. However, the goal is not, it's the journey that will provide the experience. You know, like the goal of us getting to the top of Mount Gungun. That was a goal. However, the journey to get there was amazing. And coming off that mountain and coming home from that day, I was pumped for the next journey. You know, where's that one going to end up? So remember about the journey, guys. You can't do fuck all about the past. You can't. Whatever's happened up until this moment, there's nothing we can do about it. Right? You can learn from it and grow from it and understand it as best you can. But there's no point dwelling on it. And as long as you remain present in the moment as best you can, the future's going to sort itself out, guys. I think that's it. Thank you again. Happy New Year. And yeah, awesome things coming, guys. Awesome things. Very interesting guys, very interesting subjects. And who knows where all that's going to lead. So stay tuned. Don't do anything I wouldn't do, which means you're pretty much free to do whatever you want. And yeah, Happy New Year, guys. Have one for me. Cheers.